Welcome to Road to Redemption, a show sharing powerful life testimonies, giving hope to those on their own road to redemption.
Welcome to Road to Redemption. I'm John Martin, your host, and we're excited to have a great show for you today. I am so excited to be with my friend, Carmen Connard. Carmen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It is such a pleasure to, anytime I can have some time with you, you just brighten up everyone's day. For
sure. Oh, thank you, Carmen. Well, I know you have great faith in Jesus, and I see you in church, and I can just see that you have the joy of the Lord, and you are not ashamed of your faith. And I was like, man, we need to get her on to share her story, to help, you know, the mission of this show, folks, is to witness to the lost and to bring people to know Jesus. So, Carmen, tell us a little bit about your story.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an incredible story. God has done so much. You know, he says he turns ashes into beauty. And ever since I was a little girl, you know, I grew up in an incredible family, grew up Roman Catholic. Had no idea what a relationship with God was till I was 24, and I was on the road. I just decided to cross country and went back and forth about four or five times, and as I was lost in my own walk, I was finding Jesus left and right through people, and I would just go from church to church, so obviously I was craving something, something deeper, something, you know, and I found a Pentecostal church.
That's a big change from Catholic to Pentecostal.
For sure, very big.
That's cool.
And from there, I ended up just really getting involved. I love the music.
Yeah.
So worship has always been something incredible to me. And sort of like how David danced in front of Jesus, you know, with such joy. It was one of those things where as soon as I heard the music, I was like, this is incredible. They got electric guitars. They got, I mean, hip, like, movement, you know. And so it just really grabbed my heart. And I ended up getting saved around 24. And just from there on, I just, you know, kept building my testimony in different ways. And God has led me to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, about, gosh, maybe 13, 14 years ago. And from there, I just had incredible pastors, Dino Rizzo and Mike Heyman, who just took me under their wings, Elizabeth Demarest. And I was just blessed that we were able to have people just surround me with that would teach me about my walk and how to enhance my walk and how to get closer to God, you know. And from there, I moved here and Pastor Steve and Jackie, and I've been I mean, there's people just speak life over me left and right. So it's been incredible.
Well, I know you, like most of us in our walk, things probably haven't always been easy. You've been through trials, you've been through things you've had to walk through.
Yes.
You know, in your faith, and it's a continual walk, you know, for all of us. So we're all still dealing with that daily. But can you share with us a little bit just about your journey and anything?
Sure. So, you know, it's funny, I never noticed this till later on in life, but they use the word like daddy issues. Okay. I had an incredible father, absolutely amazing father. But he wasn't there for me emotionally the way I needed it, you know? And I find that's a big thing these days, the more I open up about that to people. And so from there, I always looked towards boys and men. And I gravitated to getting their attention, not realizing where this was all stemming from. I ended up getting pregnant. So I've been a single mom for 13 years to an awesome world changer. Knox, he's incredible.
Yes.
That has always been a journey. Being a single mom, when you're the mother and the father, you have so much more pressure on you than you can even imagine. And in the meanwhile, we have such a giving heart that we want to also spread love to other people. So it's more pressure, and pressure just adds up. Let's see, traveling, being disobedient, making my testimony from all different things, from, you know, drugs and alcohol and having sex and again, being a single mom and, you know, trying to just take it all on. And in the whole time I was lost, had no clue what was going on. So.
Well, what was the turning point for you?
Ooh, there's been so many, you know, God grabs us over and over as you're lost. You know, it's amazing. You can, he goes after that one lost sheep. And so the turning point, I would say having my child. That was definitely it. Wanting to be his best example, but also with him not having a father, my only way I knew was to point him to our Heavenly Father. And what better way of doing that than setting an example? So he was used to being at church from 6 a.m. till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's used to serving, and he has no choice. You know, it's just how it goes, you know, because that's truly, I mean, life is going to hit you. We all go through challenges. We all go through ups and downs, and there's no other way I can think of than directing him to our Heavenly Father and keeping his eyes on him. So that's all
Amen.
I know to do.
Well, I know there's a lot of women that may be single moms or women that deal with shame, you know, from their past. And maybe that keeps them from exploring a relationship with God because they feel shame. I just feel that in my spirit. Do you have any advice for anyone that might be listening that are like, you know, I know that this Jesus thing, I don't know, you know, but I've done too much, really, you know, for that, for him maybe to forgive me? Or do you have any advice for any of those that might be listening?
I do, yeah. You know, that's a real, real feeling. That's a worldly feeling. That's something a lot of us grab onto. It's really easy to do that. I would, if you read the Bible, you know, the more you can get into the Word, and here's something I always advise people, like, let's just say you've never read the Bible. You're not even sure where to read, you know? Proverbs. It's short, blunt, and sweet. I mean, I have written out Proverbs. I have read Proverbs. I didn't even know what Proverbs were when I was reading it, but it was to the point. So I could read one sentence and it would hit me. And I would say the whole time, the more you're reading it, the more he's transforming your heart. You know, he's renewing it. He's softening it. The guilt and shame just drops off. You know, again, if you've never gone into a church, his answers are there. I mean, it's hard to explain because he redeems it all. None of that stuff to him, you're already forgiven. It's done. Like, the war has already been fought. It's been won. You're forgiven. You're loved. You are his daughter. Like, you are royalty. You know, Pastor Steve once spoke to me about 2 years ago. He said, "You're righteousness." And I was like, what is righteousness? Like, in my head, I'm thinking this. And I'm like, yes, that's right, Pastor Steve, I am. But I ran home and I Googled up righteousness. And I wrote the definition down. And I couldn't believe that someone spoke that over me. And it was as if he like moved my crown for me. And from that moment on, I just saw, like, I am royalty. I'm his royalty. You are his daughter. Like, for any of those single moms out there, even if you're not a single mom, just, I'm really big on women knowing their self-worth. And so it's like, you are his daughter. You have his royal blood in him. There's nothing you can do that he is going to be shaming you on and guilting you on. And if he is, like, that's not him. That's from the enemy. You know?
That's good. That's good. Well, Carmen, what else do you have on your heart, you know, to talk about? Maybe that, you know, I just feel like we're speaking to women out there today. Is there anything else?
Oof. Yes, there's always so much. Obedience. You know, I think obedience, I'm very big on, you know, when God tells you to do something, to do it even when it doesn't make sense.
Has there been any examples in your life of that?
So many. I mean, where do we start? Everyone, we have popcorn, Snickers bars to sit and relax. Okay. Well, first of all, this ministry calling, you know, God's called me to full-time ministry.
Yes.
In October. You know, you could even talk to some people and they're like, Carmen? No way. Like, are you kidding me? The way she's lived her life? I mean, she's traveled, she does this, she's partied, she's a single mom. Like, there's no way. But, you know, those are the people that God does grab. Those are the people that he makes these beautiful stories through.
Yes.
So just taking that leap of faith, that obedience. Another example is God recently had shared with me to put my house up for sale. Get ready for this move. You're going to be moving somewhere. I'm going to take you somewhere. And I said, no, Lord, I need to get it, you know, more done. Like, I'm not finished. Are you kidding me? I haven't ordered paintings. I haven't ordered stuff. I can't put it up. About a week later, just put it up.
Cool.
Now. And I like wrote it in parentheses what I felt he said to me. I said, okay, I think it's about that time. So it's like, you know, like obedience, like you listen to him.
Yes.
And even when those steps don't seem like they're ordered in your eyes, they're ordered in his eyes. And it's in his eyes that we want to be in. It's not our eyes. We don't see things clear. He sees the bigger picture and everything. So I'm going to say obedience for sure and self-worth.
Good. That's awesome. Well, we're visiting with Carmen Connert, and she's got such a great story, folks. She has really just got a great testimony. She's living for God. She's got a lot of peace and joy in her life. And I know she is speaking to you today. Well, let's talk a little bit, Carmen, about your calling, about, you know, you've been called into ministry. And when you're talking about that, just what I thought is ministry today is not what it always was. I mean, it's always been about teaching the gospel of Jesus and bringing people to know Jesus. But in today's day and age, it's not like it was back in, you know, many decades ago, where it was just necessarily that you're a preacher in a church or a, you know, some position. It's changed a lot with technology and just our world. Yeah. Ministry is, you know, many facets of being into ministry now. So I just thought we'd talk about that, because you're calling what God's calling you, it might be different than it would have looked, you know, some time ago. So I'm excited for you.
For sure, definitely. You know, I really believe that we are to represent God to the lost and found for the transformation in Christ. And from there, it's like sort of picture yourself in shallow water, like a kiddie pool. Okay, it's safe. You're safe, everyone around you safe, but really God's calling you to jump off this amazing cliff into deep water so that he can show up and catch you. And so I really believe it's sort of like in Isaiah 43:2, when you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. He's going to be with you. And then it says, when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. I mean, what a promise that is right there. So he's called me into this leap. And I'm going to be honest, it's scary. Like in the last week or two, I have cried. I am overwhelmed. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just listening. I'm putting the house up for sale. Let alone have no place to go or even know where I'm going. So I believe it's like, no, he's calling me out of that shallow water and he is going to catch me. He's not going to let me drown.
And it's so awesome. You're trusting in God. You heard from the Lord on your, you know, your next season for your life, and you're trusting in him, and you know he's going to open up something great. So I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
This is really cool.
Thank you.
And we'll pray for you right now.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for Carmen coming on the show, and we just pray, Lord, that you open up a divine opportunity for her in ministry. And we pray that you open these doors, and thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, John.
Well, Carmen, is there anything else before we leave you want to add?
You know what? No. I mean, just go out there and represent God, you know, whoever he is. Learn about him, love him, and know that he just adores his children, every single one of them, so much.
That's so cool. Well, folks, as always, we have three key takeaways here on Road to Redemption. First off, God wants to speak to you, and the way he does that primarily is through his written word, through the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, and you can do that right now. If you're listening, if you don't have a Bible, a hardback Bible, you can even pick up the YouVersion app, or Destiny Worship Center has a Bible app. Just go search and find that Bible. Start reading it. He will lead you to the scriptures that he has, the way he wants to speak to you today. So pick up a Bible, start reading it right now. Number two, find a local church, a Christ-centered church, and give that church 1 year of your life. We promise it will change your life. And lastly, join a small group within that church, a a small group you will do life with. These are folks that are going to listen to you, guide you. They're going to hold you accountable, and they're going to help you on your journey. So we just promise if you do these three things, you will be blessed. Okay, well, Carmen, it's been great. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, for sure.
You've been listening to Road to Redemption, sharing powerful life testimonies, giving hope to those on their own road to redemption. If you have any comments or questions, we would love to connect with you. You can reach out to us at destinyradio.live. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on Road to Redemption.